But I ask you to look at that relationship and that evidence in the context of Mr. Met's behavior on March 31st into the evening throughout all of April 1st. Remember what Tongai said about the early part of March 31st. He testified that Isar stopped over that morning. And even though they had had a disagreement about the sharing of the bus pass, even though Isar was not willing to let Tongai use the pass, and they had a little friction, Isar stopped over, talked to Tongai, and told him, "I'm going to go see my aunt today." This is in the morning of March 31st, before Sarnamu is out of her house, long before she's ever missing. The state's theory of the case is that Isar Met abducted, assaulted, killed Sarnamu, dumped her in a shower, and then panicked and ran for bus. But the evidence is clear that Isar and Tentai had talked about Isar's plans long before any of this could have transpired. Sarnamu's own aunt places Sarnamu in the apartment, helping with the baby feeding between 1 p.m. and 1:30 p.m. She says that Sarnamu was there through the whole feeding, helping, and doesn't see her again until after 1:30 p.m. But the meeting between Isar and Tentai happens much earlier in the morning. That's very significant when you think about the state's theory of a killer panicking, running for a bus. So, the behavior of Isar Met, knowing that we have a plan for Mr. Met to travel by bus and then tracks, train, and then bus to see his aunt and uncle, you reflect back on what was the previous discussion between Isar and the uncle, and that was, "Isar, I need a bike repair kit." And Isar found this bike repair kit for a flat tire. He took the bike repair kit with him when he went to get on the bus. The state's theory is that a panicked killer makes a run for the bus. Isar takes a bike repair kit he'd been talking with his uncle about delivering. And Isar took a bus, train, bus route that he had taken before. This was not the first time he went to his aunt and uncle's house. In fact, his aunt said he'd been there a number of times. He knew how to use that system to get there. So, did they expect him that day? No. Was the uncle a little surprised when he saw him in the bus when he got off work? Yes. But this is not outside the norm. Remember, Isar's only here for something less than 30 days, and he had already taken that same trip repeatedly to see his aunt. So this is not an unusual bus, train, bus route to the aunt, particularly because he has the very bicycle kit he told the uncle that he would bring. When the uncle sees him on the bus, remember his testimony. He was glad to see him. Isar was friendly. They had a pleasant exchange, and Isar did not appear to be anxious. He did not appear to be worried, nervous. There was nothing unusual about his clothing, no marks around his clothing. He was the calm and normal, ordinary Isar that the uncle had always seen. When they get to the aunt's house, she says the same thing. Isar appeared to be calm and normal. I didn't notice anything unusual. There was nothing out of the ordinary, was her testimony. He was not exhibiting any signs of the anxiety that you would expect if you had just, within an hour and a half, killed a little girl and made a run for the bus. There's no indication of behavior like that. Quite to the contrary, he's calm and normal as always. He stays at the aunt's and uncle's house on March 31st into the evening and sleeps over into April 1st. But remember, on the evening of March 31st, the phone call comes again from Tentai to Isar, because Tentai knew the aunt's number, and says, "Isar, the little girl's missing. The girl that you play with is missing." What does Isar do? he politely says, she's not, I don't know where she is, I didn't see her. And that's the end of the call. The aunt is present during this call. She observes Esau's behavior. And she tells you, matter of fact, that he did not react in any way, shape, or form to that phone call. There was not the least bit of worry, the least bit of anxiety, or reaction of any kind to that phone call. And there was nothing discussed with her after the phone call that would indicate some level of worry. But think about that kind of phone call, ladies and gentlemen. Let's say you have just killed a little girl and put the girl in your basement and you've made a run for it to a relative's. And you get a phone call from your next door neighbor saying, hey, the girlfriend's people are looking. You think you might say something to the other person? Like, well, so what's going on? Are there a lot of people out looking? Are the police there? Have they found anything? I mean, you might expect that you and I would react in some way if we had just perpetrated such a horrendous crime. But there is no reaction from Esau. None whatsoever, because he's not concerned about it. Because he didn't detain her, assault her, kill her, and put her body in the shower. So he sleeps overnight, March 31st into April 1st. And the next day, he's normal again, in the same clothes. Both the aunt and the cousin of Esau testify, he never takes these clothes off to go into a shower. The state's theory is that he had little to no clothing on when this horrendous crime occurred. Imagine that. Little to no clothing. Esau is not some mastermind criminal. There's going to be some evidence somewhere. There's going to be some blood somewhere that he needs to take care of. He never showers. He never washes off. He never takes clothing to wash out any stains there. He's normal that day. They're getting ready to have dinner that evening. And the second phone call comes in. And I would submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, as you think about the evidence, that the second phone call is at least as significant, if not more so, than the initial phone call. Because this time, it's one of the Karen roommates calling, saying, the police need your address. The police are coming to that house. Esau knows this. He has this exchange with his aunt. The aunt gets on the phone and gives the address, says the police are coming. What is the reaction again of Esau next? He sits down with the family calmly, normally, not having reacted to the phone call, and eats dinner.